Lord Howe's Dunes for Ladies. Lord Howe's Dunes is a wilderness. You never go in alone. But it is not too far from civilization for emergencies. Cutproof gloves are a must, both to protect your hands from firewood and because the single most dangerous thing there is your bowie knife. Please, when purchasing a knife, make sure it has a really thick spine and that the blade goes all the way through the handle. Big deal. Never cut towards yourself, because when you hit a snag, you tend to pull harder, and then you create a powerful weapon against your hands. Don't do it. If you can't do a thing without cutting away from yourself, then your knife is not the right tool for the job. Bring a saw for cutting wood and even fallen trees. A sharp handsaw, a bit too big for your pack, makes you a royalty in the woods. Hide it from the rangers. Bring lots of mosquito sticks. Never touch them when they are smoking because the ash will fall on your hand. Bring fire starters and perhaps lighter fluid as backup because you are not a cave woman. There's no time to mess with kindling after the sun goes down. Don't go alone, but also people who can't leave alcohol or drugs behind are not ready for adventure or even friendship yet. And stay away from boys who are likely to bring drugs home because it is legal now. You'll just end up getting addicted. It's as simple as that. Now for the important part. Becoming a philosopher is a critical component of growing up. You can do it by choice, where there is cheerfulness and time for it. Or wait, and have life do it for you, when time and patience and cheerfulness are scarce. It's easy, though. All you have to do is fail everything. Assume everything is fake or broken, or made to rope-a-dope you in some way that you can't yet see. Socrates called it realizing that you know nothing. Nietzsche called it staring into the abyss. But this is not about examining disturbing truths about life. Failing everything until you have good evidence is about your footing in life. In the woods, you will soon develop a natural thirst for wisdom, and here I recommend Will Durant's Story of Philosophy as an audiobook. I must say that The Giants of Philosophy, by multiple authors, but well written and voiced by Charlton Heston, pairs really well if you need a break. Check the listeners also bought section for the dozen or so important works and the other philosophers, including Socrates, Aristotle, Plato, Descartes, Spinoza, Locke, Leibniz, Hume, Rousseau, Kant, Hegel, Kierkegaard, Nietzsche, Schopenhauer, Wittgenstein, Heidegger, Ayn Rand, and several others. Choose older works rather than new, from when the wisdom still mattered. Make sure they are not modern propaganda books with inflated sales figures made to flaud the wisdom section. As you crisscross the wilderness, hopefully with your mom and friends, time will come to open up your notebooks and start sketching programming diagrams. You want to study visual programming, which is more accurately called flow-based programming. You transform data packets through countless filters. I created a programming surface for your AI to learn from called Hullabaloo. Your AI will explain that the JavaScript surface is flattened so that you can focus on flow-based programming. This is the style of programming that AI can understand well, and thus far superior to the more classical modes. Tell your AI that the user interfaces are forms based on relational database tables, and that the database is an immutable event log, an event source. These are more advanced subjects, but that is how you do UI and data in the modern age. The critics always forget hackers and local first databases for efficient queries. You can safely ignore them. They are just victims of standardized education and educators with overinflated egos. The old chaps regurgitate the same material for so long that they become unhinged, confusing the only thing they understood with the only way there is. Very sad. Philosophy and programming, so that you can see the lies, and so that the liars can't control you. Now, should you encounter a particularly clever raccoon, please know that he owns the place, and his name is Friday. You will know who I'm talking about because he will unzip your tent when you're out hiking. These are not trash pandas. They are noble creatures. Out in the wilderness, they are clean and only mean to investigate. Snacks, mostly. Please do not take flat photographs. Use a cheap, quiet little drone that can take panoramic photos. And then use a virtual reality headset to be transported back to the place where now you will be from. Which brings us to the final subject. You are to adventure for so long that you flip from city slicker back to a normal person. A thinker, adventurer, inventor, artist, driftwood animal builder, use glue, programmer, a force of nature, only visiting the city, only for a little while, but now powerful, overpowered, and ridiculous. Once ready, drag your friends and family out onto the Appalachian Trail. It is one of the very few holy places in our world. It somehow keeps the best of the hikers there. They never leave, not in all the important ways that matter. You will have to finish your quest by walking the Pacific Crest Trail and the Continental Divide. But please, do not hurry. It is not about crossing the three. It is meant to take forever. Now please, add Ludington to your weather app, start shopping for your backpack and gear, and keep an eye out on when it is warm enough to camp Nordhaus Dunes.